My first guest of the afternoon is on the line. He's Daniel Iacobi. He's CEO at the South African Friends of Israel. We're going to be talking about the initiatives that they are taking in respect of communities affected by the floods in the Western Cape. Daniel Iacobi, shalom lecha. Thank you for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Shalom to you, okay? Thanks for being on your show.
It's great to have you. Let's get to it because we don't have much time. Tell me from, just put me on the ground in Cape Town. What's happening? What are you seeing? Who needs what?
Okay, so what we're seeing is only from what we know, which is part of our network, churches of network in Safi. Mm-hmm. So we have communities that was affected in Mitchell's Plain, that, you know, roofs are coming because of strong winds and some of the structures are flooded. So you have communities that have families now need some help with blankets, places to stay, food, of course, and being all the way to the garden with George. George, we also have a very strong hold of communities that we are engaging with for the past 2.5 years. And they have also affected families there in the church. So Safi walking through the churches to provide to them blankets, financial support to fix the roofs, and obviously food is very important in that time.
It's funny, you're taking me back to my youth growing up in Cape Town. This used to happen each and every single year. And I remember certain shuls in the area of the southern suburbs always used to open their halls for people to come and sleep, because this just happens every year in the Cape Flats. It wasn't built to deal with the amount of water that is dumped on it. Between the water and the winds, it's really not a pleasant place to be. So I'm just interested. So the mobilization was actually affected through the church groups. I mean, that's pretty remarkable that they felt comfortable enough and close enough to call on Safi for assistance. I think that's a real feather in your cap and says something about the work that you do.
Correct. This is part of our mission in Safi. You know, we're not only engaging with the church to do advocacy and education programs. We definitely want to uplift the community. It's part of our mission. I think every Eid have that mission and its purpose. And I agree with you regarding the floods. You know, it is really pity. For flood risk management, Israel have an incredible IP to provide to South Africa. It will be incredible to see in the near future a pro-Israel, you know, local governments that can accept that help that we are reaching out to.
Have I lost you? Sounds like we kind of have. I'll ask Craig to reconnect us and let's continue the conversation. But isn't that sad if, in fact, what Daniel Iacobi is telling me is true, the fact that Israel has technology to be able to assist and prevent the flooding that is experienced each and every year in the Cape, but clearly nobody will touch it because it is Israeli. I mean, what a pathetically sad situation to be in. Daniel, I'm just checking if you're back with me.
Yeah. Can you hear me now? Now
I can. Yeah, absolutely. Perfectly. Thank you. Yeah. So, Daniel, it's just interesting because, you're jumping into a disaster area, which is the Western Cape. The Western Cape is probably one of the least Israel-friendly places in the country. You know, you're stepping into communities that aren't Jewish, aren't connected to Israel, not connected to Safi. What's the reaction when you guys arrive?
Look, the church is connected to Safi in a way. We have good relationships. And when we arrived yesterday to Mitchell's Plain, the reaction was very positive, you know, have deep gratitude and welcoming us, and just they feeling really honored that we are there first in line to see where we need to help them.
Yeah, I hear you. I suppose the situation is made somewhat easier because it is being done through distributions being done through the churches. I would imagine if you had arrived on your own, you would have had a very different kind of reception because you wouldn't have known whom to target. Because the question kind of has to be asked. You know, we're living through this age of a surge of anti-Semitism, and I hate to say it, but like, why bother?
Yeah, well, I beg to differ, because the anti-Semitism coming from a small group of Gift of the Givers and the radical Islamist, you know, that dehumanizing our community, our faith, and especially now in times of war, Israel. But overall, if you're going into the communities, there is lots of support in the grassroots level. And even through Christian faith, they see Israel as being part of their faith and from the Old Testimony to the New Testimony. So I think there is optics through the media, and but when you are in the ground, you will feel lots of love and support. And I personally feel when I work with the church that there is a deep gratitude of us, as Safi, part of our mission, want to help them and uplift them.
You speak about, or you've been quoted as speaking about Tikkun Olam, repairing the world. I'm wondering how complex that is to translate a concept like that in a context of South Africa, where the needs are so incredibly huge and yet the politics are so messy. And I'm going to take you back to what you said to me a moment ago about the fact that Israel having certain technologies that could assist with the annual flooding, and yet for political reasons, nobody will touch it.
Correct. So I will split the two. When it comes to the community itself, they're always welcoming us and want to work together to see how we can support them. Obviously, as you said, there is such a huge need. So we have to do it, you know, one by one, make a small differences. It counts. And when it comes to flood risk management, that Israel really excelling and have an incredible IP, I really hope and pray that in the next, even now this year for municipal election, we can see local government that accepting Israel IP, intellectual property that been developed and want to come here through humanitarian initiatives or other initiatives and really support South Africa for the various challenges that exist. So I'm keeping my optimistic view. And I hope to see a better future for us as friends.
I'm smiling from your mouth to God's ears. One can only hope. Tell me something, the kind of activities that you in Safi are undertaking now, what your guys are doing on the ground, do you think in any way it has the ability to shift perceptions about how the Jewish community is perceived in South Africa?
Absolutely, with no doubt, definitely. Where every little bit helps, you know, when we are there, giving them blankets, helping them for displaced families, fixing their roofs, you know, giving them for soup kitchens through the church, which I would like to give one of our sponsors, HET Food, just donated half a ton of food for us to give to the church for food distribution. Every little bit helps, you know, and they're feeling it, you know, especially when you're speaking to the Christian faith, they're really working from the heart. So you're touching someone's heart is really changing his whole world. So we shouldn't take it lightly. It's very important to engage.
Daniel, let's get practical for a moment in terms of what is it that you still need? If, I don't know, if people want to volunteer or their funding needs or logistics, what would make the biggest difference to you guys now?
So in the Western Cape, if you can donate secondhand clothes, you can contact us, blankets, if you want to give a financial donation to fixing the roofs, if you want to come there physically, we can organize that as well. And for food, if you want to drop us food, we will make sure that it will reach to the right hands.
And how would one practically do that? By contacting the South African Friends of Israel?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can drop us an email either to info@safisa.coza, either to dy to my email address, dy@saicc.coza, or even one of our executive directors, Gavi, gavi@safisa.coza. We'll be happy to hear from you.
SafiSA.coza. That seems to be the important part of the email address. Are we going to leave it there? Daniel Jacobi, thank you for what you are doing, and thank you for chatting to me here on Chai FM this afternoon.